Hello and welcome to the 14th episode of Worldview Central Bank Insights. I'm your host, Reagan Basong, a freshman at the Wharton School of Finance, and it is my pleasure to guide you through yet another exploration of the larger stories regarding global financial dynamics over the past week. We will begin with an overview of general news from the US Fed and then delve into a few stories about other central banks around the world per usual. In today's discourse, we will begin by discussing how Fed Chair Jerome Powell continues to postulate how the Fed shouldn't rush rate cuts, then to how Nigeria hiked its interest rate to battle their high levels of inflation, and lastly, Japan's response to their weakening yen. So yeah, first, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reiterated that the U.S. Central Bank is not in a hurry to cut interest rates, emphasizing the need for more evidence that inflation is contained. He stated that the solid pace of economic growth in a strong labor market provide the Fed with the opportunity to be more confident about inflation easing before considering rate cuts. While fresh inflation data aligns with the Fed's expectations, Powell emphasized that it would not be appropriate to lower rates until officials are certain that inflation is on track toward their 2% target. Investors are now betting that the first rate cut will likely occur in June. Powell highlighted that inflation is expected to continue falling on a, quote, sometimes bumpy path, echoing comments made after their recent policy meeting. Fed officials held short-term interest rates at a more than two-decade high at that meeting, with a narrow majority projecting three rate cuts for 2024. Despite easing inflation, Powell stated that the possibility of a recession is not currently elevated. However, he noted that an unexpected weakening in the labor market could warrant a policy response from the Fed. Overall, the Fed's approach to rate cuts remains cautious, with policymakers emphasizing the need for further evidence that inflation is moving toward their target before making any changes to borrowing costs. Next, on to Nigeria, where their central bank has raised its key interest rate by 200 basis points to 24.75%. in its ongoing effort to combat sky-high inflation and stabilize the country's currency, the Naira. This marks the second consecutive hike following a 400 basis point increase back in February. The decision to raise rates reflects policymakers' commitment to tackling inflation, which reached an annual rate of above 30% in February, the highest level since the 1990s for them. The central bank aims to restore its credibility and tame inflation, despite concerns about the impact of tighter monetary policy on economic growth. Governor Cardoso emphasized the need for continued tightening to address this runaway inflation that's occurring, indicating that further rate hikes are probably coming. This currency crisis in Nigeria has seen their currency plummet by around 70% against the US dollar over the past year, hitting an all-time low in late February last month. The central bank's efforts to clear a $7 billion backlog of imports have helped the Naira recover some ground, trading around 1,400 Naira to the dollar as of Tuesday morning. The central bank's Monetary Policy Committee has expressed differing views on the drivers of inflation and their currency weakness, leading to varied voting patterns. While some members advocated for smaller rate hikes, others emphasized the need to restore the bank's credibility and move real interest rates into positive territory to attract foreign investment and support their currency. Yeah, so lastly, let's go to Japan, where the yen has weakened significantly against the dollar, nearing its lowest level in 34 years, similar to Nigeria. And this has prompted an increased warnings of possible market intervention by Japanese authorities. Finance Minister Shunichi Suzuki emphasized the government is prepared to take action against, quote, any excessive moves in the yen. Despite the BOJ's recent shift from its ultra-loose monetary policy, including raising interest rates for the first time since 2007, and abandoning its negative interest rate policy, which I covered in last week's episode, the yen's decline is continuing. Their central bank governor suggested that borrowing costs would not rise sharply due to unanchored inflation expectations, leading to a wider interest rate differential between Japan and the U.S., where the Federal Reserve, plans to cut rates. Officials in Japan have indicated that a yen of 152 against the dollar could trigger direct intervention, similar to actions taken a couple years back in September and October of 2022. They believe that the recent weakening of the yen is not justified by the Bank of Japan's policy changes and may be driven by speculative trading. Their top currency official even warned speculators against further selling of the yen, stating that all options are being considered by the authorities. Analysts suggest that if the dollar-yen rate exceeds the 152 mark, the likelihood of intervention would significantly increase. If Japan does decide to intervene, their initial intervention size could be limited, ranging from about 2 to 4 trillion yen, but eventually could total up to 12 trillion yen based on some estimates. Shusuke Yamada, their head of foreign exchange strategy at Bank of America, sees the foreign exchange intervention as a realistic option for the Japanese government to address yen weakness. So yeah, in conclusion, we began by discussing how Fed Chair Jerome Powell continues to say how the Fed shouldn't rush rate cuts. Then we discussed a bit about how Nigeria's rate hikes to battle their very sky-high inflation. And lastly, we mentioned Japan's potential intervention in response to their weakening yen. As we continue to live throughout this financial landscape, the ripples of change will definitely continue being felt across economies worldwide. That's a wrap for this week's Central Bank Roundup. And if you have any topics you would want me to dive into or thoughts on today's podcast, please let me know anytime. You'll find all my contact details in the show notes. Until next time, thank you.